Today's Amud is Megillah Yotesamen Aleph. We're holding by the bottom line on Yudchesam Abeis. So says the Gemara, Isaac Suva Besam. We mentioned in the Mishnah different halachas about the actual scroll of the Megillah itself. And we said that if it's written with Sam and Sikrasa, different materials of ink, so then it's possible. So the Gemara now is gonna explain what exactly these words mean, and it's gonna tell us the Aramaic translation. So it says the Gemara, Sam, we said if it's written in Sam, it's possible. What is Sam? Sam is Samo. It's some sort of gold, ink, some sort of gold color, and that's possible. Sikra, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, is Sikrasa Shema. Its name is Sikrasa, which is a type of red ink. Kaimais is kaima, Rashi says is the sap of a tree. Kankantum is charta dushpeche, it's shoemaker's dye. Diftera, this is now going to, referring to the claf, we said that diftera is pasul. Diftera means the maliach, it was salted with kamiach, and it was processed with flour, v'loy apitz, but it wasn't processed with the gallnut juice. And nyar, we said if you write a megillah on nyar as the parchment, so that's also pasul. What is nyar? Nyar is mechaka, it's a type of grass, Rashi says, that you just push it all together and make it into like paper. We said in the Mishnah, all these things are possible until you write it in Lashon HaKodesh and on Klaf. Says the Gemara, what's the makar that it has to be dafka in Lashon HaKodesh? As the Pasuk says, kichsavam v'chizmanam. It has to be kichsavam v'chizmanam. It has to be written like specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara, the Mishnah then said, al a sefer uvadiyoy. It says that you have to write it on a sefer, meaning on cloth and with diyoy, with a certain type of black ink. Says the Gemara minalan. Says the Gemara, asik siva ksiva. We learn it out of gzeir shava, or really it's a gilui milsa, of the words ksiva ksiva. Ksiv hasa hacha. It says over here by the Megillah, vetichtoi vester amalka. So it says a lashon of ksiva. Uksiv hasa, and it says elsewhere, vayomer lam baruch mi piv yikra elai eskola devar me'il. So just like over there, Ksiva was referring to a sefer, referring to klaf, and with dyoy, so too by the Megillah, it has to be dafka on a klaf and with dyoy. So says the Mishnah now, Ben Ir Shehalach Lekrach. This is a very popular case. You have a case of a Ben Ir, someone who lives in a place where they keep Purim on the 14th, and he travels, and he goes to a krach. He goes to Yerushalayim. A classic example, someone from Beit Shemesh, from Mount Beit Shemesh, she ends up in Yerushalayim on Purim. Uben Krach, Shalach Leir. Or you have the opposite. Someone from Yerushalayim, he wants to have an additional day of Purim. So he goes to Mount Beit Shemesh for Yedalin. So Im Asid Lachzor Lim Kaimai, if he's going to go back to his home, and we'll see exactly in the Gemara what this means, but if when he's traveling, he's going to go back home, so then Karib Kim Kaimai. So then he reads like his original place that he came from, like his actual hometown. Vim lav, but if he's going to be staying in the visiting place, so then Kairi Imayin, he reads the Megillah, and really, Dain Yitzchak Weiss has a tshuva, that all the mitzvahs Hayayin, he fulfills just like his visiting town. So if he's a Ben Krach that goes to the ear, he has to keep Purim also at least, or on the 14th, and a Ben Ir who goes to the Krach, he has to keep Purim on the 15th. Again, we'll see in the Gemara more details about this halacha. So now this is an entirely separate halacha. Says the Mishnah now, how much is the bare minimum that a person has to read from the Megillah in order to be yaitze the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, three shitas. It's all or nothing. You have to read the entire Megillah, and if not, you're not yaitze. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, me ish Yehudi, from the pasuk describing Mordechai, ish Yehudi aya b'shushan abira, shumay Mordechai v'chulu. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, a third chito, me'achar hadvar ma'ela, it's from when Haman gets his big promotion, achar hadvar ma'ela, then Achashverosh gives Haman the promotion. So now going back to the first din of the Mishnah, we said that the person who's traveling, so he keeps Purim, depending on where his das is, where he's going to be, is he going to be going back home, or is he going to be staying in the visiting place? So Amar Rava, so now says Rava to explain the din of the Mishnah. Now there's a big machlokes rishonim exactly how to understand Rava. Big sugya. Bezus Hashem will discuss it in the Arayis al Halacha over the next couple of weeks. For now, we'll just read the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara, which is also the way Pashtus is the halacha lemaisa, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, is like Rashi learns this Gemara, that Amar Rava, Rava now is discussing a case of a ben krach who goes to the ear. He's specifically discussing only one of the two cases of the Mishnah. He's discussing the case of a ben krach, someone from Yerushalayim, who goes to Ramat Beit Shemesh. He goes to Ramat Beit Shemesh on the night, let's say, of Yedalit, and he goes to spend Purim over there the night of Yedalit. So it says, Rava, my Rava. So again, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if he's going to be there in the ear, so then he spends Purim with the ear. Then he has to hear the Megillah and keep the mitzvahs with the ear. And if he's going to go back home to the krach, so then he keeps Purim on the 15th. It says, Rava, leishanu ela sha'asit lachzer b'leila yedalit. That which we say, that if he goes back home, so then he keeps Purim on the 15th, it's only if he's going to go back that night. So if he's on the night of the 14th in Ramat Shemesh, he's in the ear on the night of the 14th. So we said that if he goes back home to the krach, he keeps Purim on the 15th. That's only if he's going to make it back at night. However, avol ein asid lachzer b'leile arba asar, but if he's not going to make it back at night, rather, he's going to stay overnight in Ramat Beit Shemesh. He's only going to go back to Yerushalayim the following afternoon, the following morning. So then, kairei mahen. So since he's going to be the morning inside the ear, so then he reads with the ear. And then he's considered like a ben ear. He's like a temporary citizen of the ear. And he's going to keep Purim on the 14th. Shailah now, if he goes back to the krach the next afternoon, does he now also keep the 15th? Or was he already yaitzeh with the 14th and now he doesn't keep the 15th? All these things will be discussed. The details of this halacha will be discussed. That is Hashem and Dairais halacha. But just for now, so if he's going to stay overnight, so then he keeps Purim on the 14th. It's only if he's going to go back home while it's still nighttime, before Alayis HaShachar, so that's when he doesn't have to keep the 14th. But otherwise, he's mamish a ben ir, at least a temporary citizen for that year, and he has to give Mishloach Manos and do all the mitzvahs hayoyim on the 14th. Amar Rava, says Rava, now mina aminala, how do I know this halacha? What's the makar for this halacha bichlal? That a person who's be'etzim a ben krach, he could be a ben ir, he could be a temporary citizen of the city. You know, and let's say when it comes to Hilchas Yom Tov, so you're either a ben Eretz Yisrael or you're a ben Chutz La'aretz. If a person's a ben Eretz Yisrael, if he lives in Eretz Yisrael and he goes to Chutz La'aretz for Yom Tov, we don't say that, oh, because he's staying overnight, so now he's like a ben Chutz La'aretz. And the same thing the other way around. We don't say for a ben Chutz La'aretz who comes to visit Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot or whichever Yom Tov, that now he keeps one day of Yom Tov because now he's in Eretz Yisrael. We say that he's considered a ben Chutz La'aretz. So says Rava, where do I know this halacha from, that when it comes to Purim, things are different? That if you're staying overnight, so you actually become a temporary citizen. Where do I know this halacha from? So says Rava, d'chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Al kein ha-yehudim ha-prazim ha-yoshvim v'ari ha-prazis. The Megillah describes that the people who live in the unwalled cities, the prazim, so they keep Purim on the 14th. And the lashon of the Pasuk is that Al kein ha-yehudim ha-prazim ha-yoshvim v'ari ha-prazis. The Jews that are inside the unwalled cities, those that live in the unwalled cities. So that's very redundant. So says the Gemara, Michti, Ksev HaYehudim HaPrasim. It says the Jews of the unwalled cities. So Lamali LaMichtav HaYoshvim Ba'ari HaPrasis. So what's the Pasuk adding when it says HaYoshvim Ba'ari HaPrasis? Those that are staying, those that live in the Ari HaPrasis. Says the Gemara, that HaKamash Malan De Parus Ben Yoimai Nikra Parus. That even if you're not Be'etzim a citizen of the Parus, even if you're not Be'etzim a citizen of the unwalled city, if you just stay overnight in the unwalled city, that also gives you some sort of temporary citizenship, then now you keep Purim on the 14th. So how come Ashmalan, the Paras Ben Yoimi Nikra Paras, even if you're just there for one day, you could be considered a Paras? Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Paras, so now this would be a Makar, that you could be a Paras Ben Yoimi. Mukaf Ben Yoimi Minalan, but Mukaf Minalan, where do we know that if a person from Ramat Beit Shemesh goes to Yerushalayim, that he could also be a Ben Tezvav just for that year, that he could be a temporary citizen? even though he's just there for one day in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Svarahu. It's a Svarah. Midaparas ben yoyma kari paro, so mukav ben yoyma kari mukav. There's no reason to be machalik, even though there's no makar from any sort of pasuk for such a halacha, that you could be a mukav ben yoyma. But once we found that this din is true about a paros, that a paros ben yoyma could be considered a paros, so it makes sense to then apply it the other way around and to say that a mukav ben yoyma could be considered a mukav. Says the Gemara now, V'yamar Rava. Rava says another halacha about a traveler, that ben kfar, you have a person from a kfar, so he reads Megillah early, he goes to the Yom HaKnisa. So let's say Yadalid is on Wednesday. So he already read Megillah on Monday. And then, Shahalach Le'ir. And then Yadalid on Wednesday, he happens to have been visiting the city. So what's the halacha? Does he become like a Yadalid that he has to hear the Megillah again? Says Rava, Benkachu Benkach Kairi Mahen. It doesn't matter what his travel plans are, whether he's just there for the night, or whether he's going to be staying overnight and be there into the morning, it doesn't matter in any case, so he's considered like a Ben Ir, and he has to read Megillah that night, he has to read on the 14th. My Taima, why are we extra strict, so to speak, with this Ben Kfar, that we make him very easily like a Ben Ir? Says the Gemara, because Hai Kibnei Ir Bai Lamikre. Because Ba'atzim, the Bnei Kfarim, they need to read on Yadalid. Ba'atzim, it's an unwalled city, so they read on Yadalid. V'Rabbanan hu da'akilu ala Kfarim. It's just that the Rabbanan gave a leniency to the Kfarim. K'deshi esapku maimu mazal lachem shebekrochen. Because, as like a thank you, because they're the ones who provide the food and the water for their brothers in the Krochim, in the big cities. So therefore we say, you know what, you could be macked him onto the by the Yom HaKnisa. But hani mili ki yisei b'dok. That's if he stays at home. So being that it's easier for him to just go back to the Yom HaKnisa, since he's in the big city anyways on Monday, hear Megillah Monday, and then stay home, so we gave him that leniency. Aval ki yisei b'ir, but if anyways on Wednesday, on the 14th, he's going to be in the city, so then kibnei ir, by limikre, so then he has to read it together with the rest of the city, because that's be'etzim, his day of Purim. It was only a leniency because he's not normally in the year on a Wednesday, so he's not going to be there on the 14th. But once he's there on the 14th, so then of course he's chayv to hear the Megillah, even if he's just there at night. I'll bring you a braisa, which seems to say not like that. They know that the Ben Kfar, if he's only staying at night, so then he reads like Kim Koima. He only reads on Monday, on the Yom HaKnisa, he does not read again in Yadalit. What's the braisa? The braisa describes a Ben Krach. It says that a Ben Krach, Shaholach Le'ir, that if a Ben Yerushalayim, he goes to Ramat Beit Shemesh, so Binkach u Binkach Kar Kim Koima. No matter what his travel plans are, he just reads Megillah on the 15th. Now that doesn't seem to make any sense. That's a direct stira with what our Mishnah said. So ask the Gemara, Ben Krach Sakadaitoch, could that really be true? That a person who lives in Yerushalayim, he goes to Ramat Beit Shemesh, we don't care about his travel plans, he always just reads Megillah on Tesvav, Bim Asid Lachzor Talya Milsa. It depends on what his travel plans are. It depends if he's staying overnight or not. Sa'el Olav Ben Kfar. It must be the Braisa is really referring to a Ben Kfar. So even though our Gersa in the Braisa is Ben Krach, it must be a Tois. And really it's supposed to say Ben Kfar, that a Ben Kfar who goes to the ear, so it doesn't matter what his travel plans are, he's going to read Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, he reads Kim Koimai, so that's a kasha on what Rava just said. Well, says the Gemara, V'lav Terutzi Mitartzis, didn't you anyways have to change the gears of the Braisa? Anyways, there's something wrong with this Braisa. Really, it says Ben Krach. So you said, oh no, we have to switch the word Krach with Kfar. Well, once you're switching words, so Tani Kairi Imahen, so then switch the words to Kairi Imahen. Instead of Kairi Kim Kaiman, read Kairi Imahen, and really the Braisa is saying exactly like Rava, that if Ben Kfar goes to an ear, so no matter what his travel plans are, he reads together with the ear, and he reads on Yadalit. Says the Gemara now, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Mehechon Kari Adam Es HaMegillah, that what's the bare minimum a person could read from the Megillah and B'yayit to the Mitzvah, and we mentioned three different shitas. Rav Meir said you have to read the whole thing, Rabbi Huda from the Pasuk of Mordechai, Ish Yehudi, Rabbi Yaisi said from the Haman's promotion, from Achar Dvar Me'ela. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa, fourth shita, that Rashbi Oimer, Mibalaila Hu, it's from Achashverosh's night, when he was having a rough night, he was nervous, what's Haman and Esther they're up to. So that's when you that's when you start reading the Megillah. That's where that's the bare minimum of where you have to read the Megillah from that pasuk of Balailahu until the end. So now Amr Rabbi Yechanan says about now these four shitas that we discussed, that Vekulan Mikra Echadarshu. These four different Tanayim got their shitas from the exact same pasuk in the Megillah. The pasuk says Vatichtoiv Esther Hamalko Mordechai Yehudi as Kol Taikef. It says that Mordechai and Esther wrote the Megillah, and it says they wrote as Kol Taikef, something about the power. So someone's power is something that's very important in the Megillah. So Manda Amar Kula, the one who says that you have to read the whole Megillah, is Taikef Shalach Achashverosh. Taikef, the power, is talking about Achashverosh's power, which you see from the first pasuk, Vahibi Me Achashverosh. So you have to read from the first pasuk and on, you have to read the entire thing, because you have to know about the Taikef Shalach Achashverosh. Umanda Amar Meish Yehudi, the one who says that your Yaitzef, once you read from the pasuk of Ish Yehudi, is because he understands that Taikef refers to Taikef Shal Mordechai. It refers to Mordechai's power. Umanda Amar Meachar Advar Me'elez Taikef Shal Haman, he says it's because it's referring to the Taikef of Haman. So as soon as Haman gets his promotion from that pasuk and onwards, that's what you have to read. Umanda Amar Mebalailahu is Taikef Shal Neis, the one who says it's from Balailahu, it's because that's where you really see the Taikef of the Neis that occurred, so that's where you have to read the Megillah from. Rav Huna Amar Mehacha, Rav Huna agrees, he says, yes, all these four Shitas get their Shitas from the exact same Pasuk, but Rav Huna says it's from a different Pasuk. It's from the following Pasuk, which says that the Megillah was written in order to make known Uma Ra'u Al Kocho Uma Hagia Aleihem. Very vague words. It says to make known what they saw on this Uma Hagia Aleihem and what happened to them. So Manda Amar Kula, the Manda Amar who says you have to read the entire Megillah the way he understands the Pasuk, is Mara Achashverosh and Ishtamesh Bakelim, Shabes HaMikdash. It's that you have to understand what did Achashverosh see, that this is something that's important, it's an important part of the Megillah, is to know what Achashverosh saw to be Mishtamesh with the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, was Al-Kacha, was Mishum Dechashiv Shivim Shnin V'Layi Parak. It's because he calculated the 70 years, what he thought was the 70 years, and he saw Klal Yisrael wasn't redeemed like we had earlier in the Masechta. And then the pasuk says, "Uma igia lehem," and what happened to him is the kato Vashti, is that Vashti was killed. So that's an important part of the story, which is all in the beginning of the Megillah. Those are psukim that you have to read. Uman da amar mi ish Yehudi, the man da amar who says that your yaitze, if you read from the pasuk of ish Yehudi, it's because he holds that mara Mordechai, that mara al kocha refers to mara Mordechai. What did Mordechai see? The ikane veHaman, that he started up with Haman. Was Al Kacha, was because of this, the Shavi Nafshi Avadizara. Because Haman made himself into an Avadizara, or he had an Avadizara on him, Umay Gialayim, this Rachash Nisa. And then what happened to him was that an ace happened to Mordechai because he was so strong. Uman da Amar Me'achar Advar Me'ela, that you have to start reading from Haman's promotion. It's because he holds, it's Ma'ra Haman Shetiskane Bechola Yehudim. You have to understand, what was it that Haman saw? Sheniskane Bechola Yehudim, that he got upset and he wanted to destroy all the Jews, was Al Kocha Mishum de Mordechai lo yichrav liyishtachave, was because Mordechai wasn't bowing. Umahagi aleihem, and what then ultimately happened to Haman is Vasalu Oisai Vezbana Vala Eitz. That's an integral part of the Megillah, so you have to read from Haman's promotion and on. Uman de Amr mi Balailahu, the one who says it's from Balailahu, it's because he understands the pasuk as follows, that Mara Achashverosh lahavi Zechar Azechreinis. What did Achashverosh see? So why is it that he brought out the Sefer HaZichronos, the book, saying all the great things that people did for him? Was Al Kacha, was because he was having a bad night's sleep. The Zamnese Esther Lahaman Ba'adeh, he was nervous. What's the pshat that Esther is inviting Haman together with him to the party? What are they plotting to do? Umahegi Aleihem, and what then ultimately happened is referring to the fact that Esrachish Nisa was that the Nase happened. So those are the two different possible psukim where these four different shitas might have been getting their opinions from. And Lamaisa says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chalbo, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halacha Kedivri Aymer Kula, that Halacha Lamaisa is like Rabbi Meir, that you have to read the entire Megillah. You're not Yaitse if you don't read the entire Megillah. And says Rav Chalbo, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, that Afilu Manda Amar Miish Yehudi, even according to the Manda Amar who says that you're Yaitse if you read from Ish Yehudi and onwards, still tzricha should take suva kula. You still have to read from a Megillah that has the whole thing written out, which is a halacha that we mentioned also previously on Yidchasim Abayz. Says the Gemara, now that we mentioned one halacha from Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, so the Gemara continues on this theme. Va'amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Megillah Nikris Sefer. On the one hand, we find that the Megillah is called a Sefer, like a Sefer Torah. U'Nikris Igeres. We also find that the Megillah refers to itself as an Igeres. So it's Nikris Sefer to teach us a halacha that it has to be like a Sefer Torah. Shim Tafra Bechute Pishtam Psula. That if you sew up the different pieces of parchment together to form the Megillah. If you sew it up with pishtam, with flax, so it's psula. It has to be like a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah needs to be sewn dafka with the sinews, with the gidim of a kosher behema. So too, the Megillah has to be sewn with these gidim. You can't sew it with pishtam. The nikras igeres, but it's on the other hand, it's also called an igeres. It's not exactly like a Sefer Torah. It's like a letter shem hitul bashloi shachut egidim ksheira, because a Sefer Torah, you have to sew it the entire width of the parchment when you're sewing together two pieces. A Megillah, you just have to have three chute gidin. You just have to sew it in three places along the width of the pages, or the length of the page, the width of the pages, and then that's also going to be kosher. And Amar of Nachman uvad shihu mishulashin. But the Tanai is that it has to be that they're evenly spaced out. You can't just do the three chute gidin on the top of the Megillah. It has to be evenly dispersed along the width of the Megillah, along the width of the pieces of cloth that you're binding together. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Another halacha, hakayri b'megillah aksuva bein aksuvim la yatsa. If a person reads the Megillah from a cloth that has the entire nach written on this cloth, it's a huge roll of cloth that has the entire nach written on it, and you read the Megillah from that, you're not yaitze. Rashi says because we need persume nisa, and if you're reading it just from a huge cloth like that, so it just looks like kriyas haTorah. We don't see anything too special. It needs to be its own cloth. Amar Rava, however, Rava qualified and he said lo yamarin el deloy michasro miyasra. That's only true if the cloth is identical. It's just one even scroll that has the whole nach written on it. Deloy michasro miyasra porta. It's not the part that has the Megillah on it is not any shorter or taller. It's exactly the same as the rest of the pieces of parchment that have the rest of the nach. Aval michasro miyasra porta. But if it's distinct, it's a little bit shorter the pages. It's a little bit longer. The point is that it looks distinct, so then Laslan Ba, that will be enough to accomplish the Persume Nisa, and you would be able to be Yaitse with such cloth. Says the Gemara that Levi Bar Shmuel Avakari Kamei de Rav Yehuda. Levi Bar Shmuel was one time reading the Megillah in front of Rav Yehuda, the Megillah, Haksuva Ben Haksuvim, with this type of cloth that had the whole Nach on it. And Amar Lein, to which he said to him, Hari Amra Kari Ben Megillah, Haksuva Ben Haksuvim, Lo Yatsa, that you cannot be Yaitse the Megillah like that. You're not allowed to read from a Megillah, Haksuva Ben Haksuvim.